It's a story hard to believe, yet it is true. Four milk cows made a trip all the way to Antarctica, where they were credited with saving the life of the expedition's leader. In the process, the cows became stars, and the feed and equipment used to care for them got primetime advertising. The story is this edition of The American Countryside.
Pivot BioProven is the first ever nitrogen-producing microbe that supplies nitrogen directly to the plant, helping maximize yield. Just ask Zach from Oklahoma.
The average was about a 5 to 6 bushel an acre benefit. Not only is that more money in my pocket, but it's less money I had to spend on fertilizer and wear and tear on my side dressing sprayer.
Pivot BioProven. Get what you paid for. The nitrogen that stays put, whether or not.
Why do some small towns thrive while others decline? What influences young people to live and work in some communities but not in others? How can local citizens work together to make a positive difference in their community? Andrew McCrae's latest book is here, The Total Town Makeover. Get your copy today at AmericanCountryside.com. Just click on Books at the top of the page. You'll find all of Andrew's books there, books like American Countryside, The Man Who Was President for a Day, and God's Perfect View. They're based on Andrew's radio broadcasts and are perfect for you and make great gifts. Log on today at AmericanCountryside.com.
From 1933 to 1935, Admiral Byrd led an expedition to Antarctica. He wanted fresh milk for himself and the crew, so he took 4 Guernsey cows with him. All went well, except for one cow that succumbed to frostbite.
One of them died, and of course, they ate her. The other 3 made it back home and went back to their farms and lived out their lives milking on dairy farms.
Paul Hamby owns Hamby Dairy Supply and enjoys sharing the story of the historic mission.
They had plenty of milk for the crew. And an interesting side part of the story is Admiral Byrd went out, maybe a football field away from the camp. They set up a little research station with a little coal-fired stove.
But Byrd ran into trouble, and those cows would play a major role in his survival.
They didn't have it ventilated properly, and it was carbon monoxide was building up in the little shack. When he didn't come back on time, they sent out a crew to find him. He was about half dead, according to his words. They brought him back, and he credits that fresh Guernsey milk for saving his life and nursing him back to health.
Paul says the expedition took along some of the earliest surge bucket milkers. Those cows and those milkers became well known around the world.
Across the world, there are still thousands and thousands of them in use, and parts are still available for them, and will be for quite a long time because there's so many still in use. If you go back to 1955, in 1955, they made the 1 millionth surge bucket. So from 1924 to 1955, they made 1 million of them.
It was a trip that made headlines with 4 cows that helped nourish the crew and perhaps save their leader. Traveling the countryside in Maysville, Missouri, I'm Andrew McCrae.